Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. This month, we're celebrating a huge milestone, the 20th anniversary of the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. As a special thank you for your love and support, visit don'tsweat.com for a free download of a beautiful original image featuring an inspirational quote perfect for your desktop or mobile device. Carry a little pick-me-up with you everywhere you go with this lovely gift from Christine and the team.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Oh, my goodness, I am so excited to share with you this new series, and it is so special to me because it is in celebration of 20 years of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff wisdom. That's right, 20 years. I can hardly believe that 20 years has gone by. It has gone by in the blink of an eye, and it seems almost a lifetime ago at the same time. So I'm going to begin, like I begin every series, every podcast, with a golden pause. So wherever you are, sit comfortably and with your feet uncrossed and in an upright posture, or Indian style on the ground, whatever you prefer. And if you are driving, just use this as a deep breathing presencing exercise. So let's begin by taking several deep breaths together. As you breathe in, allow your chest and your belly to expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. And as you exhale, let go. Let go of any tension you feel. Anything that doesn't serve you in this day. And this time, as you breathe in, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand, taking in the fullness of your breath, breathe in golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. As you fill every cell with golden sunlight, go ahead and exhale so deeply. Allowing your body to let go and relax. This time as you breathe in, golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment in gratitude. And it could be for something somebody recently said to you, could be for a place you visited, it could be for anything. Just allow yourself to fill your heart and your soul and your core and your whole being, breathing in that gratitude and that golden sunlight. As you breathe in, filling your heart with gratitude, fill your heart and lungs with love, pure love. And as you exhale, let go of any fear you feel, any tension, and just relax deeper. This time, fill your heart and your soul and your whole being with golden sunlight and gratitude again. And as you exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Well, I have really been trying to think of the best ways to celebrate this monumental occasion of 20 years of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And I celebrate this because this was so much a part of Richard's legacy and his life. And it's also been an incredible series that has impacted millions of people around the world. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff is a series that has transcended age, religion, race, language, barriers, sex, all everything. This series has impacted young kids from as young as 10, 12 years old to anyone in their 80s or their 90s. So it's got a broad range of bandwidth as far as how much it impacts people. And there's some common elements that I have continued to hear over the years about the series. And these are things like testimonies that have come in where people have said, oh my gosh, I was anxious, I was confused, I had a lot of anxiety. I didn't know how to get my bearings, and I read Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it calmed me down. That's probably my most favorite testimony that I get all the time, is that people say, I realize that the world is not such a scary place after reading Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And I just think that is so powerful, because whenever we can step into our lives engaged with hope, with confidence, with complete presence, then we can live the life of our dreams. We can love so much deeper and so much better. We can put these tools that are in the Don't Sweat wisdom to use in all aspects of our life and create a lifestyle of happiness and joy. So what we have discovered is that this last 20 years has really been a movement of surrendering the small stuff so that you can live the big stuff. Now, first, you might want to think about, well, what is your small stuff? That's a chapter in one of the books too. Define your small stuff. What is your small stuff? What are those small annoyances that can take away from your big joy if you focus on them too much? And the word focus is really important, because life is so much about practicing the kind of mindset that allows you to see the world through that happiness lens, to filter the world through a reality that is created and manifested by your thoughts, by your positive actions, by your life experience, that your thoughts directly impact your life experience. And we are so taught that in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. We are taught about how to have life perspective so that we can go on and not sweat it and live happy. So a lot of really exciting things are coming. I'm going to be launching a YouTube series called Don't Sweat It, Live Happy, of videos. So please look out for those on the website and in social media. And if you haven't joined us in social media, we're on Instagram now for Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. We are on Facebook for Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And you can go to Christine Carlson on my page as well. So I am really excited about this upcoming series that we're launching on the podcast. I've carefully selected these speakers to bring super inspirational stories to you and a rich source of content as well, because it's been fascinating to me to watch these interviews unfold as I do them. We always start out with celebrating Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And each of these people, who are many leaders in the personal growth industry, have all had a personal experience with reading Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and shared the impact of that book on their life path. And it is just really inspiring to our legacy to hear these stories. And I think that as a Don't Sweat fan, you will also be super, super inspired too. So listen in. I'm going to give you a recap quickly of these beautiful interviews. The first one I invited on is a very special person to Richard and his education, as well as mine and our series, because he was really Richard's early mentor in psychology of mind, and really gave Richard his early education in the form of psychology that we wrote about in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series, and the principles of health and well-being that really impact people, even without knowing what it is that's impacting you. It's because these are all creating a deeper understanding of these principles, these three principles that Dr. George Pransky shares. And you'll just love him. He is just a wonderful man. He's always had the same voice. It's very peaceful, very calming. And he really shares so deeply how much he cared for Richard, how Richard picked up on this so quickly. And also, he talks about these three principles. So you won't want to miss this first interview. It's very powerful. The second interview I had so much fun with because I was recently in New York and I happened to be in the Flatiron Building. I was visiting different publishers to meet them for my latest book coming out this fall. Well, not this fall. I'll be writing it. It'll be done this fall. It'll be coming out actually next spring in 2017. But anyways, I was in New York and I heard that Bob Miller, who is the president of... oh my gosh, I've totally drawn a blank. Well, he's in a new, I'll probably think of it in a moment, but he was the president and of Hyperion when we published Don't Sweat the Small Stuff 20 years ago. And he was in the building and I was so excited that he was in that building. I called him up and I said, hey, can I come say hello? And then I had the idea that wouldn't it be great to have Bob Miller on the podcast to talk about all the stories that only really Bob can tell about how Don't Sweat the Small Stuff rose to the top of the charts and then stayed there for nearly 2 years. So he also shares some really amazing information on publishing as an industry. You won't want to miss this. It's very interesting. And if you are at all involved in the marketing of books or publishing, you'll definitely want to hear this interview. Bob Miller has more experience in publishing than almost anyone. So he has worked at many different top publishing houses and his whole career has been in publishing, and he's, you know, had so many incredible best-selling books, and he considers Don't Sweat the Small Stuff book series a very, very unique experience to publishing. So please listen into that interview. The third interview is with Ron Carter, and I love this interview so, so, so much because if there was one thing that Richard would be more than tickled about, it would be that when he wrote the chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Adopt a Child Through the Mail, and then put children's ink and their phone number in that chapter, he had no way of knowing that millions of people around the world would see and read that chapter. He had no way of knowing that that one mention, that power of one, would impact so many children's lives, thousands of children's lives. They began to see a real increase in the number of children's sponsorships that came in, and they were wondering what it was, like why, and they started asking people. And so they have been able to track thousands and thousands and thousands of sponsorships to that mention in the original book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Adopt a Child Through the Mail. So we are super excited as a team because we are going to ask you to consider sponsoring a child for $28 a month. I'm going to be offering a matching donation up to $5,000 in sponsorships to challenge our community to come forward with 2,000 sponsorships in the next year, and we'll be matching up to $5,000 of them with the Richard Carlson Memorial Foundation. So please take this challenge seriously and look up Children's Inc. at www.childrensinc.org and listen in on this interview because Ron is a really wonderful executive director and he shares all that Children's Inc. does. And I think you'll find it so rewarding to adopt a child through the mail through Children's Inc. So please listen in. Let's see. Interview 4 is with, I believe, Robin Openshaw. No, it's Tony Horton. Interview 4 is with Tony Horton, the P90X guru. And I invited Tony on because I had him on my series about a year ago in Your Health is Your Wealth. And he shared a story about how Don't Sweat the Small Stuff had really impacted him. And I just wanted to bring him back on as a very amazing testimonial to the series and the impact that it has on one person who becomes a really phenomenal leader in the world. So I think, that's, again, that's the power of one. You have this idea and you transpire it, and you're really, when you're an author, it's kind of isolating. You're usually sitting at your desk and you're typing away. I don't think Richard could have had any idea how many leaders in the personal growth world he had impacted, and then they would take what they learned from him and impact their communities and so forth. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when that transpires. And I know you'll enjoy that interview, because I just adore Tony. He's just a wonderful person. And, he's just got such great energy. I know you'll feel a real spike in your energy listening to that interview. Then I have Robin Openshaw, who's the Green Smoothie Girl. I invited her on because she had invited me on her podcast. And she has a wonderful story about Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and how it came at a very powerful time when she was recovering from her divorce. So you'll enjoy that interview, because we're both such vibrant women, and you can hear that in our voices. So I know you'll enjoy that interview as well. And then there's many more. There's Debbie Phillips is on from Women on Fire. That's a great interview. Debbie met Richard at a book signing. You'll enjoy Debbie Phillips so much. I have a young woman, I've got JJ Virgin, and she had such a experience of resiliency with her son and has written a beautiful memoir, The Miracle Mindset. And we talk about how you don't sweat the small stuff when you're living the big stuff. You'll enjoy that interview very much. And then Shani Chen is probably my favorite of all time fan, Shani Chen. She's just an amazing young woman, and I just love her so much. I wanted to have her on. I know you'll love her too. She's written a new book that's going to be coming out called If Nuns Were Wives, and she was highly impacted by the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. And also there's Adam Markle, who wrote the book Pivot. I just met Adam at an ATL conference recently, and he's just a wonderful man, really amazing speaker, and he gives some great advice for resiliency. And he talks about how Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Money really highly impacted his own pivot turn of change from being an attorney, a very high-powered attorney, and going into the personal growth coaching world as a career change, and also to save his own life, that he was under so much stress, he didn't think he could do it for the rest of his life, or it would shorten his life. So he shares his story. And these are just such rich interviews. There's 9 in all. So this is going to go on for quite a while. And I just hope you really, really enjoy it. I just so enjoyed all these conversations. And I know that if you're a Don't Sweat the Small Stuff fan, you're going to love every single one of these. So thank you so, so much for helping us celebrate 20 years. The publisher, Hachette Group, has come out with all new covers for the series. So please share them on your social media, share them with your family and friends, and let's get this series out to the millennials. Let's get it out to a whole new generation of people that really need to surrender the small stuff so that they can live the big stuff, so that they can have the mindset of pure happiness and joy. Don't sweat it, live happy forevermore. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy this series.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with Christine Carlson. Visit don'tsweat.com for your free download of a beautiful original image featuring an inspirational quote, ready to make its home on your desktop or mobile device.